When Julie Chan is recognized as the identical twin of famous influencer Chloe Van Usen while working her mundane cashier job, her carefully compartmentalized life begins to unravel. The twins' complicated history, orphaned at 4, separated by adoption, with Chloe going to wealthy New Yorkers while Julie lived with their aunt, had briefly intersected years earlier when Chloe orchestrated a viral reunion video that garnered millions of views. After buying Julie a house with the proceeds, Chloe vanished from her life completely. Now, after years of estrangement, Julie receives a disturbing call. Chloe's voice, barely audible, apologizing and repeating the word mistake before the line goes dead. What follows is a descent into obsession as Julie desperately tries to reach her twin. When calls go unanswered and she discovers Chloe hasn't posted on social media in 2 weeks, unusual for someone who typically posts thrice weekly, Julie takes drastic action. She calls in sick to work and boards a bus to New York, memories flooding back during the journey. Her mother's embroidered dresses and red lipstick, her father's cigarette smell, and Chloe, born 7 minutes earlier, who always led the way with her charming grin. Arriving at Chloe's luxury Manhattan apartment, Julie is mistaken for her sister by the security guard, the first of many identity confusions ahead. Inside the apartment, smaller than it appears in videos, but still luxurious, Julie discovers prescription Elavil before finding Chloe's body behind the kitchen island with blue skin and bloodshot eyes. While waiting for emergency services, Julie unlocks Chloe's phone using her identical face. The discoveries are devastating. Chloe earns over $100,000 monthly, with single sponsorships worth $125,000. Emails reveal Chloe deliberately exploited Julie's lower middle class life for views. Their emotional reunion video earning $57,000 from YouTube, plus another $125,000 from sponsorship. When paramedics arrive and mistake her for Chloe, Julie confirms this false identity, claiming her troubled sister was house sitting. She announces online that Julie Chan is dead while Chloe grieves. Haven't we all wondered what it would be like to step into someone else's seemingly perfect life? Julie's new identity as Chloe introduces her to the Belladonnas, an elite influencer group led by enigmatic model Bella Marie Milneberg, who boasts 32 million followers. Despite her apprehension, Julie's curiosity draws her to Bella Marie's exclusive brand launch. There, Julie meets the inner circle. Angelique Gray with her hunger-inspired baking content, social media veteran Kelly Hart, and Lily Schmidt, a former child actress infamous for returning an adopted child with Down syndrome. Their conversation reveals stark privilege as they bemoan influencer hardships while dismissing service jobs as brainless, ironic given Julie's actual cashier experience. The dinner unfolds like a macabre spectacle, with death-themed music, emaciated models, and blood-red venison. Julie discovers she's seated beside Bella Marie herself, suggesting Chloe and Bella shared a closer relationship than expected. She also learns of a mysterious annual Belladonna trip marked on Chloe's calendar, one that Chloe had previously threatened to literally kill her assistant for mentioning. Julie receives an invitation to Bella Marie's exclusive annual island retreat, marking her acceptance into the Belladonna circle. Upon arrival at the Caribbean island, all phones and technology are confiscated for a cleanse. The island boasts volleyball courts, stables, and an advanced greenhouse. Each Belladonna gets a shoreline bungalow. Julie's features a tropical garden, mango tree, and a wooden plank reading Chloe. Troublingly, there's a padlock outside, but no lock inside. The first night includes an extravagant feast and a cleansing ritual where everyone burns something they wish to leave behind. When Julie's paper escapes the flames, Bella Marie declares she's been chosen. Under pressure, Julie fabricates a story about her threatening aunt. The group creates a nest with Julie's saliva-soaked paper, chanting support as Bella Marie asks what Julie wants. Julie admits, "I want her to suffer like I have." They destroy the bundle before throwing it into the fire, and Julie sees her aunt's face in the flames. Have you ever found yourself going along with something uncomfortable simply because everyone around you seemed convinced it was normal? The Belladonna cult's true horror gradually emerges. During lunch, Iz confronts the group about social media inequality. Later, Julie meets Mrs. Melneberg, who frantically warns, "Leave before they get you too," before staff restrains her. Julie discovers Victor, a Ken doll-like staff member, is the sexual partner of all Belladonnas. After dinner and strange green drinks that induce euphoria, Victor brings tiny pink newborn mice. Bella Marie reveals their success comes from a deity called Eto, who grants them power. To become family, they must absorb Eto by eating the mice alive. Despite her revulsion, Julie swallows hers whole. That night, Julie finds Angelique suffering a miscarriage. Bella Marie refuses outside help. "We are family," relenting only after Julie insists. The next day, Julie finds Iz's bungalow padlocked. Breaking in with an axe, she discovers Iz tied up. Iz explains she'd called her daughters, then saw everyone acting like coked-up zombies. Julie realizes the Belladonnas are far more dangerous than she imagined. Under cover of night, Julie and Iz execute their escape plan. While Iz believes they're creating a signal fire, Julie reveals she intends to burn her bungalow with the sleeping Belladonnas inside. Though horrified, Iz hears Julie insist this is their only chance. These women, with their vast network, would never let them escape with their secrets. As Julie prepares, Bella Marie confronts her and coldly confesses to orchestrating Chloe's murder. They had selected drugs that would interact fatally with Chloe's antidepressants after she threatened to expose them to the New Yorker. All except Angelique had participated in killing Julie's sister. Something snaps in Julie. She attacks Bella Marie with an axe, decapitating her, then ignites the walls and padlocks the door, trapping the seven sleeping women inside. 2 weeks of legal proceedings follow. Julie lands in jail, her case complicated by the island's location in international waters. During booking, she learns Iz betrayed her by revealing her identity. Julie faces 8 murder charges, including Chloe's, though she maintains her innocence in her sister's death. Julie's attorney, Shannon, builds a self-defense case using physical evidence and staff testimonies about the cult-like environment, with Bella Marie's mother and Iz as key witnesses. Julie arranges Victor's Dateline NBC appearance, where he tearfully portrays her as his savior from cult brainwashing, captivating viewers and sparking nationwide conversation about cult survivors. Social media erupts, Twitter threads reach millions, TikTok analyses go viral, and Reddit dissects every detail. Julie's jewels create fan art and theories supporting her innocence. Despite instructions to avoid social media, Julie live streams to hundreds of thousands, receiving gifts and support. Intoxicated by attention, she faces the camera and declares, "One thing needs to be made clear. I did not kill my twin sister." Julie Chan is dead serves as a chilling reminder of fame's cost in our digital age. How much would you sacrifice for fame? And once started, can you ever return to authenticity?